Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with your girls, Lennis and Nina, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you're joining us today and supporting the show. The show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets the opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts as well. Now, for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com, right side of the page, scroll down on psychic readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. We can accommodate your time frame. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Now, I need you guys to get your pen and paper or either a pencil to write this down. I'm going to give you some information. I'm also going to say prayers. And I'm going to do, this is the first Sunday of March, so I'm going to do the horoscopes for Sunday. So my first announcement, Nina's not with us today. She hurt her back really bad. She doesn't know how, but she's headed to the doctor tomorrow for sure. But she's in a lot of pain, so I'm asking you all to, you know, say a prayer tonight for Nina, relief and recovery from her back incident. So in the chat room today, we have Ms. Sheha. You know, she's our intuitive life coach. So if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to go in there and speak with her. And if anyone else comes in, Holly, AJ, or Heather, we are appreciative of that as well. So I want to apologize for two Sundays in a row. First Sunday, oh, God, I have to laugh. I was so livid, though. 15 minutes into the show, and I was helping a client, Melvin, the power went out. Just boop, went right out. Well, it was high winds here in Washington, so I didn't expect that. I don't think anybody did, but anyway, we all lost our power, so that ended that show. And then last Sunday, that was all Blog Talk Radio. I was in there doing the show, and Nina contacted me through my cell phone that nobody could get in because it kept saying provider is busy or whatever and call back. So today is a good day. Everybody's here on the phone, in the chat room. So we're doing 100, okay? It's a beautiful thing. And, again, I apologize for the last two Sundays. It wasn't us. Believe that, because we're always glad, you know, to be here and do the show. So now I will do birthdays. You know that I go to Nina and do birthdays, so I'm going to do birthdays. First off today, happy birthday to Miss Maxine Mims, one of the professors at the colleges here. Happy birthday to my godson, Luis Fernandez. Happy birthday to Trina Spiro, niece, and happy birthday to Mr. Greg Torres, my godbrother. Happy birthday to Devon Land, Cindy Lou Dunn, and Louis Root. And happy birthday to Mr. Benny Flagg. Benny, I know you're gone. It's been almost a year, but you're still in our hearts and mind, and we do think about you from time to time. So God bless you. You're in heaven, and happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mark Arrington, Virgil Martin, also to Leonardo Harrell, Kathy Allen, Diane Stewart, Robert Summers, happy birthday to you. And one of a good friend, Miss Inme Mingles. Her birthday is coming up. So happy birthday, Inme, and happy birthday to Andreas, my friend in Greece, who is one heck of a photographer. Oh, my God. If you've ever seen his stuff, it's just great. Happy birthday to Teresa Basin, and happy birthday to Clint Westwood Lincoln. And those are the birthdays that I have for this week. Now, going back. Now, this is what I want you to write down. First off, the full moon was the first, which was on Thursday. So that was your full moon. The new moon will be March 17th. That's 3/17 for the new moon. There's another full moon. This is another month like February with two full moons. So the last full moon in March will be March 31st. That's March 31st. So the new moon is 3/17, and the full moon is 3/31. Now, also, I want you to prepare. Mercury retrograde is coming up. Yes, I know. It's good and bad. It's a blessing and a curse, right? It just depends how it affects you. But anyway, Mercury retrograde, so you want to write these dates down, is March 23rd to April 15th, tax day, believe it or not. So Mercury retrograde is 3/23 to 4/15, which is a tax day. Okay, so I hope everybody's got that down. All righty, well now I'm going to do the horoscopes. Remember, the first Sunday of every month we do the horoscopes for the month. So this month I decided the theme would be new beginnings. Okay, springtime is coming. Easter is around the corner. Oh, and this year, y'all, I just got to say this. You know, Easter falls on April 1st, April Fool's Day. Yep, it's that quick. Soon as March ends, it's Easter. But anyway, just a thought. So we didn't think about it, laugh. Okay, March 2018 horoscopes. The theme is new beginnings. Aries, you will face what you have to or the problems contingent thereon. Put your chin up and carry on, Aries. Taurus, previous obstructions will begin to break down and you will be given a fresh start, a token of what is to come that will herald the beginning of a new and better and brighter tomorrow, Taurus. Gemini, you will be completely absorbed in new projects and activities. If you have been estranged from a friend or a loved one, you will be reunited or reconcile your differences. Cancer, problems in the home or with your family will begin to ease off, but your desire for love and romance will increase. Leo, you can expect a sudden surge in your love life and the advances of an intriguing foreigner or someone from a different country, culture, or background. Virgo, you'll make a decision to resolve a conflict by cutting off the person who caused it or by withdrawing emotionally. Libra, you'll cut through adversity, see things the way they really are, and set things straight in your personal affairs, Libra. Also, someone you've been putting off or stringing along is going to call. Handle it. Scorpio, You will attract a lot of attention, being sought after both personally and professionally, and become all things to all people. Sagittarius, you will take inventory and analyze issues from a different angle, but you will think about things instead of actually doing them until the right moment to act approaches. Capricorn, someone will help you make a change for the better by revealing a new approach or alternative to a matter of great concern. Aquarius, an admirer could come to visit and stay. Pisces, you will offer your services to others and seek to aid those who could benefit from your experience, Pisces, or you'll be on the verge of saying yes to a major venture or a project. Okay, so that is the horoscopes for the month of March. You can go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com, and go to blog news, and you can reread them for yourself or, you know, check on other people. But anyway, that's that. Okay. Now, let's see what. Oh, the prayers. That's right. Let's do the prayers and then we'll begin the show. So, this is a little bit different. This is dealing with karma. I did this last Sunday, but of course, you guys didn't hear me. I release, and this is for all of us, so let me change this. We release all karmic density, spiritual, mental, and physical, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We release all karmic density, past, present, and future, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We release all karmic density from the earth, moon, and the sun to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We release, all karmic density. Now, you put a name in this time, whatever, boyfriend, husband, child, friends, your job, money, whatever. But I release all karmic density, say whatever it is, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our will be done. Okay, so that's all I got for today for prayers. So without further ado, as I said, the chat room is open. Ms. Sheha is in there. And, Ms. Sheha, Ms. Pretty, and welcome also guest 631 to the chat room. We're so glad that all of you are joining today. Okay, well, let's begin. I'm in a powerful, good mood and just feeling really good. So our first call is area code 201. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I sure can.
All right, just checking. My name is Rose. And my
Hi, Rose. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Terrific. Just terrific. So what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Well, I'm working on a temp assignment that's coming to an end in a couple of weeks, and I want to know, what do you see for me with regards to work and money?
First thing was another temp, and I also got a delay. But the delay, I feel, is for a permanent position. Have you applied for a permanent position recently?
Oh, many.
Okay. You're going to get a permanent position. There's a delay there, but it's coming. You'll probably work another temporary job, but you're going to hear from one of the positions that you apply for, which is permanent with good benefits. I'm seeing that now. What company it is, I don't know. They're not showing me, but they are telling me that you're going to be working permanently, and it's going to happen right after Mercury. If you get called to work before the 23rd, you're good to go.
I won't be finished until then with the current job.
until the 23rd, which is the beginning of Mercury retrograde. Well, it's 4 or 3 weeks. The only thing I'm going to tell you, don't take a permanent job within those 3 weeks that we're in Mercury retrograde, because it's not going to work out. There's going to be some type of influxual problems. So if you can, just get everything lined up. And Mercury retrograde ends the 15th on the tax day. After that day, then accept the permanent position, and you should be good to go.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you,
Lynn. Just stretch your money after the 23rd, just for 3 weeks, you know. I mean, still go on your interviews. Don't stop doing that. If you have an interview between the 23rd and the 4th, and the 15th, please go ahead with your interviews. That's fine. But I think this is a job that you've already applied for, a permanent, that you're going to hear back on. So, you know, you might want to do that before the 23rd, kind of do some callbacks on the applications that you've already submitted.
Okay.
And that will give you an idea of the company. So you'll be working here. I see you working by the middle of April.
Oh, thank goodness.
So, and that'll be a permanent position.
I only want a permanent job with benefits. I don't want any more temp jobs. So my temp job ends the 23rd and then of March, and then you see me working in the middle of April. I'll be off for a month.
Well, you can take another temp. Remember I said you can take another temp job, but it'll be a delay in you getting hired in the permanent position. You are going to get hired. There's no doubt about that. But you might have to take another temp just in between those 3 weeks.
I see. Okay.
You know, but the permanent job is going to come through, so when it does, you know, you just tell them, I'm sorry, but, you know, I put this application in quite a while ago, and now the job finally came through.
All right. That sounds encouraging. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Call me back and let me know, but I'm pretty sure before the end of April you'll be working somewhere permanently with very good benefits.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
You have a wonderful day, Rose, and have a good week there, young lady.
And you too.
Okay. All righty. Next call, area code 509. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello.
Yes.
Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Miss Glennis. How are you?
Hi. Fine. Who's this?
This is Erica from Washington.
Hi, Erica. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm pretty good. I resonate with the new beginnings, and I was hoping you can see like positive things coming my way. I relocated to my hometown, and I'm trying to get things together. And so, yeah, I'm hopeful.
Okay, there is a little bit of a delay, but things are going to turn around. Whatever it is that you wanted, it's going to come to pass now. So if it doesn't, just before Mercury retrograde, which I think it will be, you're going to hear, do begin whatever you're going to begin after Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but yeah, definitely positive. In fact, your move was a good thing, too. The angels are telling me it's good that you moved. Better energy and vibration where you're at. I think you'll feel that or notice it. But, yeah. So, yeah. You do good. You're going to do good.
So you feel like I'm going to be able to get everything together? Like, right now I'm kind of staying at my mom's. So, like, first I need to establish career and then look for a place and then kind of, you know, like, make my own routine.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yes, you'll be able to do that. This is just a stepping stone while you're at your mom's. This is what they call interim, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to be there forever and a day. You're just there in the interim, and then you'll be back on your feet, you know, in your own place. So just look at that as like a vacation in a way, right? They help you to get on your feet, but yet, you know, you can enjoy yourself, your life, but just look at that as a vacation and a short one, because I'm telling you, 3 weeks will pass fast before you know it.
Well, I was offered a job at the airport, and so I'm flying Wednesday. Officially, training will start they said either the 12th or the 20th, and so I'm flying somewhere else. So, I mean, I was just hoping that you see me getting it together. And in terms of, well, I ended up dumping my ex-boyfriend, or, yeah, well, no, he's an ex-boyfriend. I don't think he was a good fit. And so that's kind of what pushed me.
Well, if I answer that, Erica, I'll be answering the second question. But for right now, I mean, you know, you're always welcome to call back in, and I can check on your ex-boyfriend. But for right now, everything looks positive. It will all come together. It's just going to be a little bit of a delay prior to. But other than that, yeah, you're on a good path.
Okay.
You are. You're
Yay.
On a good path, honey. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's why I said
Sounds
just take
good.
This as a vacation. You're not going to be there that long at your mom's. You won't.
Uh-huh.
I bet you in 2 months' time, you'll have the money together to move to your own place.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in no rush.
So, you know, you're there maybe March, April, and by the 1st of May, you're on your way to your own place. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Things
Sounds
are going
good.
As they should. Yeah. You're doing good.
Okay.
Just keep in
well,
that same
you.
Vein as you're going on, okay? Don't change.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Erica. And like I said, you're more than welcome to call back in if you want me to check on your ex. Okay?
Sounds good. Yeah, thanks.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with your girl Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, next call, area code 310. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Linus. This is Brittany speaking.
Hi, Brittany. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing well. Life is good. I have a question. My car, my vehicle pretty much died on me. And I can no longer drive it. And I'm in a situation where I need to get a new vehicle. And my boyfriend, he offered to help me, but he didn't specify in what capacity. And I wanted to see if what you see surrounding this. And also his energy shifted a little bit. So I don't know if it's because he is going to help me or if it's maybe something in his personal life. I don't know. I just wanted to see what you pick up.
Well, Brittany, I got Sam. This guy named Sam right away has a used car for you. Do you know anybody named Sam, Sammy, or Samuel?
Sam, Sammy, Samuel. No, maybe he might be the dealership guy that I might work with. I don't know.
Okay, because it says Sam, what they told me is Sam has a used car for you now, like here and now. So if you know who Sam is, let me ask, who is he? Yeah, he's a salesman, but I see that he's a friend too. Maybe like a friend of a friend that will let you pay in your payments. I see as a possibility as a car dealership, but I also see like a friend. It's almost like he has an extra car. Okay, and you're in need of a car, and he'll let you go ahead and start driving it, and you just make payments to him, you know, if you want to buy the car. You know, like he might tell you to pay him $100 a month. Maybe the car is worth $2,500, you know, that type of thing. It'll get you from A to B and back home again, so that's good. But I do see that this guy will work with you with the used car and let you go ahead and take it instead of, like, going through a bunch of paperwork and all that stuff. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you're going to have to sign a couple of papers, because you'll be making payments. But I think you're going to buy the car, and that's why they're showing me that the note would only be $100 a month.
Yeah, I don't even know who that person is. I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
it'll
my
come
boyfriend,
to you.
He started taking me to dealerships. I mean, that's the closest thing that I've gotten to a vehicle is we started going to different dealerships just to see what numbers are looking like.
Right. Okay, well, as you're out and about, and remember, a closed mouth don't get fed. So put the word out there, too, that you're looking for a car so that maybe some of your friends or family, you know, just tell them, I need a hoopty. I need to get from A to B, decent and comfortable, you know, radio and heater just for right now, because later on you get what you want to want, you know, what you really desire. But this will keep you going. So ask, as he's taking you around or if he knows of any friends, like I say, or family and friends that you know. So, no, I'm looking for a vehicle.
Okay, so you don't see him helping me or wanting to help me, basically, is what you're saying.
He may help you with some money. Your boyfriend, I see there's a possibility because I see him handing you money. So he might help you. Maybe if you come up with $500, he'll give you the other $500, you know, if you have to put $1,000 down on a vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah, so I see that. I see him issuing you some money. Now, how much, they're not really showing me, but, yeah, he will assist in that way.
His energy shifted because he has to give me money? Is that why?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I can't answer that. It's a second question. If I do that, that's
okay.
A second question. You got to call back in.
Right. I will.
Yeah, just call back in and I'll answer whatever you want about him. Okay. Thank you, Brittany. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day, honey. Okay. Next call. Area code 704. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you, young lady?
I am doing well. Doing well.
Good.
Do you see any romantic relationships coming up for me? Anybody I should be looking out for?
Oh, romance. Okay. Now, you're not seeing anybody right now or anything, are you?
Nope.
Okay. You like tall, skinny guys?
I like tall. I like a little meat on their buns.
Okay, because I got tall and skinny. I'm like, oh, okay. Let's see. Melissa, who's coming up? Is there a male they're showing me a guy that's sick. Maybe he's a relative on the left side of his body. Stomach or liver, possibly lungs. Is there anybody sick like that right now that you know of? Because they're showing me this. They're not showing me a boyfriend for you. They're just showing me this man, but he's like, I think he's family. But there's something wrong with his liver or the left side of his stomach and his left lung.
Not that I'm aware of, unless somebody's hiding something.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know why they showed me that before I could get into the romance thing. Okay. Yeah, there is a guy coming. I don't know. He's kind of heavy set. He's not obese or anything like that, but, you know, thick like a football. I always say like a football player. He's thick like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a little bit of a stuttering problem. He works in computers. I saw IBM, so I'll just go with what they showed me. He works for IBM. Single. I don't see any children. I don't see an ex-wife. I don't think he ever been married. And he's in his early 40s. Early 40s. 45 would be the highest I would go, but I think he's like around 42 or 43, somewhere in there. It's a fluke with this guy. He's very serious. I don't know why he's a very serious person, but he can be fun. But I want to know, how are you going to meet him? God, they're not telling me. They're not telling me how you're going to meet him, but it's like a fluke. You know, it's kind of like an unexpected, and boom, there he is. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But that's all they're showing me right now, Melissa, is just that guy.
Okay.
He's tall and thick. And you know what? They're telling me now you might meet him during Mercury retrograde. So if you do, I'm just going to tell you, take it a day at a time. Because meeting somebody during Mercury retrograde, you don't really want to go to that level of a close relationship. You just want to, you know, take it day by day. Yeah, yeah. And then after we're out of that period, then, heck yeah, get serious. So evidently you're going to meet this guy here in the next few weeks, okay?
Okay.
Just remember, he's tall, little thick, works for IBM. And he seems to be a nice person.
Okay, cool beans.
Okay, let me know, girl. All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, next call, area code 720. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Lori. And
hi, Lori.
I was just wondering what you have. Hey, I was just wondering what you have for career for me.
Okay. What field are you in? I can concentrate
on that.
I'm
not right
now. Oh, well, okay. Are you looking for a job or you just want to know which direction you should go?
A little bit of both.
Okay. Is there any particular field that you're good at that, you know, if you want to apply for a job tomorrow?
There's a couple of fields.
Okay. Well, let me know so I can check. Which one of them?
Okay. Medical, teaching, social work, that type of thing.
You know, I got medical when you first started talking. That popped up real quick. Social services. Oh, I got you. You got a pen? Because it's coming fast.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You're going into the medical field as a social, why can't I think of that name? Not social justice. What do they call those people when they work in DSHS? Social care. Well, anyway. You're in the medical field. What they're showing me is that you help patients, whether it's for how to get money, how to get short care service.
A patient advocate.
There you go. But I saw it as social something because it was through DSHS. It looks like what you're doing. But it's like, I'll put it like this. If you applied at a hospital and you ask for if there's a position in this as a social advocate for patients, they'll say, yeah, they really will. But what you're doing is just, it's fulfilling. I mean, one day you're helping a patient, like, okay, to get chore service, another patient, they want to know how can they get their Social Security checks started or whatever. But you're so vast in that, and you're good at it, and you know how to research the information to get it to the person in a timely fashion. So that's what they're showing me, but they're saying that you'd be good at that, very good. You must have a beautiful personality or a compassionate heart.
Well, I am very cool.
okay.
No, I'm very cool.
Well, Lori, the medical field is you. It's in the medical field, but it's as a social person helping, social advocate helping.
Yep.
And
yep.
Lord knows they do need that. But it doesn't. You know, it doesn't put you where you're right there watching them be waited on or going through this and that, you know.
Yep.
You're the person
yep.
that gets them going after. Before they leave the hospital, you want to make sure that everything is okay for them, you know.
Yep. Okay.
So that's what I see.
Well, gosh,
and
thank you.
If you apply, you could start working anywhere from the 19th through the 21st, and I mean apply this week. Because this is a job that looks like there's three hospitals that are needing, in your area, there's three hospitals that need a social advocate.
Yeah.
So, and it is permanent.
For sure,
but
yes, I will look into it.
Okay, 19th to the 21st, between those 3 days, you will get hired.
All right. Gosh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being in that field, because Lord knows we need you. So thank you.
Thank you so
and congratulations on your new job, because I know you're going to get it.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Okay. I'm just checking in the chat room, but they are doing very good. I'll need my help. Okay, next caller, area code 402. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. I was just listening. I thought, well, I'm going to call. I was hoping anything you're picking up on relationships.
Okay, are you in a relationship right now, Sharon?
Not really. I mean, I have a daughter and, you know.
No. Relationship, you're talking about a male, right? Or what? What are you talking about, family or friends?
Anything, whatever.
No, I can't do whatever. When I go to the angels, it's got to be a specific question for them to answer me back.
Okay.
So.
All right, let's say... Yeah, like a romantic relationship. We'll say that.
Okay, all right. There's an older guy that likes you, but you don't like him. I think you already know who that is. He has a crush on you, but that's not you.
Who?
I
don't know who it is.
Let's see. It'll come. I mean, I can think of it right now, but it'll come. Poignant, really. I'm not seeing any guy. They're not showing me any guy for you right now. Yeah, it's just blank. You have another question? Because that's not coming through. For whatever reason, they're not telling me anything about a relationship with a man. You got another question?
Finances.
Okay. There's more money going out than coming in. Oh, boy. Is there someone that can split the rent with you? Are you sharing a place where you can split the rent, where it's not all on one person?
No.
Okay. Because I see there's more money going out than coming in, which makes you live, what do they say, from paycheck to paycheck? I know that's not you. That's not how you want to live at all. So.
Well, I haven't. In fact, I've been, keep saying these people are going to help me try to get my disability. I mean, that's what I need. Because I haven't got it yet. Do you see that coming through?
Well, when did you apply? Because disability can take a year to 2 years before you get a check.
I've done it for many years.
For many years?
Yes.
And you haven't got your disability? So you're telling me they kept turning you down then, right?
Right. Say they don't have any records, which is, ridiculous because I've given them and I've signed all the releases. And it's kind of a blackball thing, I think.
Yeah, I don't see any money coming that way in disability. Nope,
No money, no relationship. Oh, this is looking really good.
I'm sorry, they didn't tell me anything in relationship, but money, they just said there's more money going out than coming in, and you need help. So that's why I was asking if, you had a roommate or somebody that could split the rent, because that would be a big help for you. That's about all I see. I'm being honest.
You said something about an older guy having a crush.
Yeah, you know him. How well do you know him? I don't know, but you do know him.
Is he a neighbor? Is he a neighbor or?
Let me ask. Yes. Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah, he's your neighbor.
They get taking it out on me, huh? Okay.
No, he's not taking it out on you. It's just that he has a crush on you. You know, I don't know if he'd be interested or not. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. All right, Sharon, I'm going to move on. Maybe call back next Sunday. It might be a little bit better. Okay?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 334. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Kira from Alabama.
Hi, Kira. How are you?
Hey. I'm okay.
Okay.
I just have a question.
Okay.
Do you see anything about new love coming in? And, like, when?
Okay. Who is Henderson? That came across real quick. Henderson. You know anybody named Henderson? I imagine that's probably their last name.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm laughing because the angels told me Soldier Boy is coming. When I think of Soldier Boy, I think of that video with that kid singing.
Oh, Lord.
But they're saying Soldier Boy is coming. So I'll put it like this. He reminds you of that entertainer. We'll just put it like that. He reminds you of the entertainer.
Oh,
it's not him. So, yeah. But they sure did. They said Soldier Boy is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's going to be a young man that reminds you of him. And he's educated, a very intelligent man. Oh, sooky now. Yep, and he's working. Loves music, and he loves to dance. So I guess that's where that came from with Soldier Boy. But he's a very intelligent man. He's about 5'9", medium dark, has a little short baby curl, what do you call like a Jerry curl, but it's baby. It's real small. It looks nice on him. What did I say, 5'9", medium?
Mm-hmm.
He lives 10 miles from you. Tell me 10
okay.
miles from you. He has his own car, his own apartment. He doesn't have any children, has not been married. What else, angels? You're going to meet him at a dance or a club. And he'll have glasses on. Okay. You don't do?
The club.
Oh, well, you know, it could be like a lounge. It don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, whatever. I'll just say a club or a concert lounge, something entertaining in that perspective. What else did I want to say about him? Oh, he has glasses on, but he don't need to wear glasses. It's just the front. You know,
wow.
What do you call that? Like to look intelligent. But they're not real glasses. He just does that for fun. So, yeah. And this guy's going to come up in the latter part of April. This is when you're going to meet him. Latter part of April, I'd say around the third or the fourth week. You'll meet him. But you will attend a function. That's how you meet him. Because he comes up to you. I think he asks you to dance. So, yeah, you'll be at some kind of function like that. Or, you know, out and about. Maybe some entertainer comes to town or something. I don't know. But you will meet him.
Okay, so somebody that... Like, you see, long-term, because I don't want to waste time. I have children, and I was just trying to see if, you know,
going
was coming
through. Well, that's up to you, honey. Yeah, that's up to you. He's a fun guy, like I said, but he's intelligent. He's an intelligent person. So he's not like some riffraff or something like that, no. and he works, you know, he works and everything and has his own place. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm just going to say give him a chance. I'm not picking up anything bad on this young man. Give him a chance because it could turn into a long-term relationship. You don't know till you two get to talking and get to, you know, surmise each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not picking up anything bad on him. It's a good thing. So just look out for him around the last 2 weeks of April if you're out with your girlfriends or brothers or whoever, and notice this man. Like I said, he's tall. Well, like I said, about 5'9", 5'10", medium dark, complected. Nice-looking guy, but he's just fun. He's fun. You wouldn't think he's intelligent and as brilliant in his mind that he is. You might just think he's goofy, you know, a goofy guy. But, no, he's quite intelligent. And that's just his way of enjoying life, is to laugh and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let me know.
Well,
give me
you.
A call back. All right.
Thank
Have a
you.
Wonderful week, and thanks for calling. Okay. Area code 901, you're on the air with Linus.
Linus, this is Anna. I'm listening.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh, like this, okay. And Anna is in the chat room. She's Sheha, your intuitive life coach. So if you guys have any questions, she's there. Okay, area code 619, you on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello,
how are you?
Hi, good.
All right, and who am I speaking to?
My name is Denisha.
Hi, Denisha. How are you doing
Hi.
Today?
I'm okay.
Okay. You don't totally sound like it to me, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just been going through a lot, and I was wondering if, I don't know, if maybe there's something that I should look out for, or if things get better, or if something scary.
You've got a neighbor that's a booty butt. The angels are telling me that. I think you already know who that is. Yeah, I'm just saying booty butt because that's better than cursing, so. You know what I want to say, but I'm not going to say it. So, anyway. okay, let's see. Did you just flip out on a guy not too long ago, Denisha?
If not too long means maybe half a year ago, then yeah.
Oh, okay. Because they're telling me that you flipped out on some guy. Give me a more question, something stronger than that.
I just have kind of an undiagnosed heart problem, and just trying to figure out if, I don't know, maybe if I'll ever get my answer or not. I guess to why or what it is.
You've got a murmur. Heart murmur? Yeah. Looks like. But you'll be okay. You're not on any death list. You know what I mean? It's like they're showing me that you're going to be okay. You'll be fine. And it's a good thing that you did it now to go have that checked out. So, you know, thank you for that. But, yeah, they said you're going to be fine. You're just going to, you know, change your eating habits, you know, maybe walk once a day, get a little exercise in, and you'll be okay. You're going to come through this fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. And I'm sure the doctor's going to tell you that, too, just to change your eating habits and exercise. Not a lot, because, like I said, you got a heart murmur, but it'll, you know, just keep everything going. You know, if you don't do nothing but walk around the block and come back home, that's fine. You know, you have to
okay.
go out, like, jogging like some people do. No, that's not necessary.
Yeah.
It's just to keep the blood flowing, your brain going, and your heart pumping. And that's it.
Okay.
So, And don't get stressed out. Another thing the angels told me to tell you, please do not get stressed out. If people come to you with drama or whatever like that, you just tell them, I don't want to hear it. Keep it to yourself. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to hear about it. Just keep it
okay.
to yourself. And get as drama-free as possible, because you're going to come out of this 100. You'll be fine. Okay?
Okay.
So don't worry about mm-hmm. your health. Your health is fine. Just worry about the people that agitate your health, Denisha.
Okay, got it. Got it.
All right. And you're going to have a good week. They're telling me you got a surprise on Thursday. I don't know what it is, but they said Thursday she's going to receive a surprise. So whatever it is, I know it's good. So good
Thank
for you.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a good week. Okay, next call. Area code 612. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Pam, and I'm starting a new job tomorrow.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you so much. What I want to know, will I get my stability back? Because it's been very unstable for me for a mighty long time. So I just want to know, will I have longevity on this new job?
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, right away the angel said 5 years.
Yeah, that's
right
what I'm
off the bat,
about.
5 years, yeah. So
well, I would want even more than that, because I'm kind of at the age where I would like to retire from a job. You know, I'm kind of up. You know, I'm looking at that. I'm in that age group where I'm looking at that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this, Pam, you can do it. You don't have to just be there for 5 years. If you want to be there longer, that's going to be up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the job is there, but they're telling me 5 years certain. For 5 years, you don't have to worry about employment. So I think when it gets to the fifth year, you might, you know, not get out of the position you're in, but maybe look for what other opportunities are within that company, you know, to promote
right.
yourself up. Yeah.
Right.
And that perspective.
You know.
But, yeah, I don't see you going anywhere. And I see they've got some decent benefits, too, for you.
Oh, yeah, it's
yep.
what I wanted to be for a mighty long time. It's with the government, so, you know, I'm excited.
And do me a favor, don't talk about your personal life.
I know,
see two people
right?
on the job. Yeah, don't, you know, other than, oh, yeah, maybe I got a cold or I have to deal with the kids, you know, something like that. But other than that, I see two women, once you start this job, are nosy as hell, and they're shit starters. They like to gossip, okay?
Oh, no.
They're showing me
no.
this right now, so that's why I'm telling you. The angels want you to know, just keep your personal business to yourself. You know, enjoy your crew, the people that you work with, but just keep your
mm-hmm.
personal business to yourself, and you'll be
okay.
drama-free. Yeah.
Yeah. Lesson learned. I learned that a long time ago. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Well,
don't.
They just... I just want you to know now, because you know how people smile in your face, right?
Oh, yeah.
And throw a rock behind your back, as old folks say, be smiling your face and throwing rocks. So I'm just
exactly.
forewarning you. I don't know if they're black, they're white, Filipino, Spanish, I don't know. But there's two women that are gossipers, they're shit starters, and
okay.
they just like to find out stuff to, you know, to tell whether they really know it or not. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Just keep it good morning, good night.
Short and sweet. Short and sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the plan going in. That's the plan going in.
Yep, you'll be there. No problem. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
because
I need to really gain stability. You know, it's been kind of rocky for me. So, and the only way I can get the stability is to be on a job where I can, you know, have the money. So,
and you will.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
you will.
Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much. And I enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry the last two Sundays were out of our hand. The last Sunday, the BTR was messing up, and the Sunday before that, my power went out. sound like?
Well,
are you trying to tell me something, God?
Working out now.
Yeah. So anyway, but thank you. I appreciate the comment, and I will compliment. I will pass that on to Nina too.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful week. And girl, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. You're doing good. If you have any problems on the job, call me back and I'll analyze. Okay?
All right. I sure will.
All right,
sure
Pam.
Will.
Have a good one. Thanks for calling.
You too. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Ms. Sheha, our intuitive life coach, is in there taking questions. If you want to go in the chat room, you're more than welcome. And the phone number is 646-727-2914. I have four lines open right now, so please call in. Or if you want to call back in with a second question, do that too. I'm more than glad to help. Okay, going on, area code 216, you're on the air with Lennis.
Hi, Lennis. This is Patricia. How are you?
Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
Good. Calling from Cleveland.
Okay.
I know this.
How's the weather?
It's cold.
Oh, did you guys get more snow?
Yeah, a couple of last Thursday, I don't know where it came from, that snow, the wind, it just blop. And it was the wind just felt so cutting. But now some of the snow is melted. It's a beautiful day. You know, the sky was clear and blue. So I'm ready, but I'm tired of this winter.
Okay, before you get to your question, sometimes the angels talk to me before you ask, so I'm going to give you this now while they're talking to me. About the food that you eat, try and eat more soups in your diet. I don't know why, but they're just saying eat more soups in your diet. Health-wise, try to at least 3 times a week do some exercise for like about 15 or 20 minutes. They're saying at least 3 times a week. Just for 20 minutes, and you're good to go. The third thing they're telling me, there's a man, and he's got a smooth smile. I don't know what that means, but they said a man with a smooth smile. Okay, now ask your question.
Now, Lynette, you set me up. The man with a smooth smile.
Yeah, that's all they said. They said food, the health, and then they said a man with a smooth smile. So it definitely must be a pretty smile, but it must be smooth, like, yeah, baby.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm assuming this is, what, homemade soup?
I guess. They didn't say.
Yeah.
They just said eat more soups.
Okay.
Eat more soups.
Right.
So if it's homemade soup is the best, right? That's better than the can.
Yeah, yeah. It's just... I'm in a situation where I'm still in that, you know, toxic place, the apartment, and there's other people here and they're problematic and, you know, just problem causing. So I can't cook like I would want to. I do, you know, buy the raw veggies. I mean, those I can, you know, eat and whatever, make, you know, greens or drinks and but I'm going to do what
Do. And smoothies are just as good. Listen, smoothies are just as good as soup, you know, orange, banana, or however did you fix it, your greens and an apple. Yeah, that's just as good as soup. So I don't know, maybe they said that because soup can, homemade, give you more nutrients.
Right.
I want to tell you about something. You were talking about where you live, your environment is very toxic. I'm going to put on my website today the prayer I did at the beginning of the show about releasing all karmic density.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to put that up, and I want you to say that because I say it's spiritual, mental, and physical. I mean, I'll give you some examples, but I want you to say it, when you say, I release all karmic density from the place that you live in right now to the collective conscious and love. Thank you. Yes, I want you to say it that way. I mean, you'll see examples, but for you, once you say, I release all karmic density from this domain where I live, so I don't have to put up with it anymore, to the collective conscious and love, thank you, it's a done deal. And I would tell you to say it three times. If you want, you can do it every day for 7 days. It would be really good.
Oh.
Say it every day for 7 days. And I'll say this. I guarantee you that the atmosphere will change. You'll have stuff to gossip about. I mean, you can do the examples, but I want you to do it for your environment. In other words, you're releasing the karmic, whatever toxic negativity, you're releasing it to the collective conscious. They'll come in and deal with it.
Right, right. Oh, I also wanted to mention, the last time I called, I didn't mean to negate you. I started talking to Nina. I guess maybe the spirit was guiding me.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, don't worry about that, Patricia. That's okay. You know, either one of us or both of us, it doesn't matter. You know, whoever can give you the information that you're looking for, yes, ma'am, that's okay.
And I copied out those prayers, so I've been, you know, praying them as well. The DNA prayer, the 23rd Psalm. My question is, I put up an ad, you know, for my room to rent. And because that place that you told me about those months ago, and you said it began with a C, I've had some responses. And this ad was made, long story short, person lives on Carpenter Road with daughter, two large rooms and bathroom in basement. No cable, has five cats and two dogs. But you were saying that street began with the letter C.
You don't want to move in there with all them animals, do you? That's not you, Patricia.
Well, they said the animals wouldn't be, you know, coming in that area.
Oh,
And I mean, I like the animals. I mean, that's no problem, but I get what you're saying.
Well, if there's no problem for you, then that's probably the place. You know, you said it's a woman and her daughter. It's just the two of them and the animals.
Well, it's a person, so it's not saying it's a female, but they're saying that they live with daughter, and the rooms, they're two large rooms and bathrooms in the basement. No cable, and her daughter accesses the whatever they're watching through the internet.
Okay. Well, let me think about this. Let me think about.
Because I mean.
Oh yeah. Very quiet. It's a quiet environment. Yes, very quiet.
Okay.
And these people stay to themselves, so they're not going to be bothering you.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not, oh, what is she doing? Did you just get in? Are you leaving now? They're not going to ask you any of that. They stay to their sales. So, yeah. So when they rent this to you, you're a very private person, too. That works out good for them. It's beautiful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you let them know I'm a loner. I like being by myself, you know. If I have company from time to time, you know. But it's no big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and then
not like you throwing a barbecue in the basement.
And I put in my ad that I'm developing a green farm and can help you with your garden, because that's what you had mentioned initially.
Yes.
Help the woman with
her garden.
Well,
have you talked
garden.
To the people yet?
I
Patricia,
haven't.
Have you
that's
went over there and talked to them yet?
No, I haven't responded to the ad first because I wanted to find out from you what you got on it.
I feel good. I feel good. Like I said, they're private people. They stay to themselves.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's quiet, which is good. They don't have, you know, folks going in and out and all that kind of mess. It's quiet.
Okay. Well, good. Mm-hmm. I'll respond to they respond to my Craigslist ad, so I'll respond to them.
Yes, do. Because I think you'd be happy there. I do. I think you'd be happy there. Because I'm not picking up anything bad. In fact, what I'm picking up is a good feeling, a good spiritual feeling. Now, I don't know if these people are religious or they're just quiet to themselves, but I feel kind of like spiritual, but it's a good feeling, like peaceful. Peaceful and it's all right. Yeah.
Yes, now the money can open up with this bridge jobs, and I've been applying, but nothing, has happened. So I'm just going to keep on.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, because it's just things I got to do. I mean, I need for this one class, I need a kit, to participate in class. And so, anyway. But anyway, I'm going to continue to pray those prayers that I got from your site, and I'll tomorrow when I go to the library, I'll do that. And I've been really working on myself, from the alternative health. I've, really wanted to strengthen and build up my, strength in my body, mind, and spirit. I've found out about this modality, the emotion and body code. And student practitioners that I can, find online and get with me. Anyway, it's time for somebody else to get there, call him. We're moving forward.
Okay, very good.
But thank you for the messages. And
You are most welcome. You are most welcome. All right, Patricia, you have a good day, and I thank you for calling, young lady, okay?
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller, area code 612. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Pam once again.
That's okay. I told you can call back in. What you got for me, girl?
Okay. Now I want to know about my love life. Do you see anybody in the near future for me?
Okay. Did you just kick somebody to the curb?
Yes, yeah. I kicked a few somebody to the curb, actually, yeah.
No, that's fine. That's fine. The angels were just telling me, said she kicked somebody to the curb just recently.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Let's see. I don't blame you. If it ain't for you, get rid of it, honey.
I do not play in that arena. I don't.
Well, and I tell women, too, you want to look spiritually and mentally, because the physical will happen. I don't care who you are. Once you establish a relationship, you're going to be physical and have sex. But can we get on the same page spiritually?
Exactly.
Whether you believe in God or in another religion, you do believe that someone is watching over us and taking care of us.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then the mentally, can you count 1 to 10? You got
and
some sense in your head.
That's
why I tell women, always spiritually and mentally, don't worry about the physical. Because even if he comes up short downstairs, he got a tongue. So now what?
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
So we're talking spiritual and mental. Now, this guy is a little bit older than you. They're telling me this guy, he's 40 or 41 years old, 42 tops. He's a gentleman. He's got a couple of kids, but he's been divorced for a number of years. It looks like his children, boy and a girl, might be in elementary. But, like, fourth or sixth grade, something like that. He's a businessman, works, but they're telling me he looks like he owns his own business too.
Wow.
I'm not for sure. I almost want to say that he's a car salesman. I don't know, but he owns his own business, but he also works. So he's holding down two jobs. He is selling cars. It's a little small lot. It's just a small lot of maybe about 15 cars. Yeah. So, okay. And then he also works, you got to meet this guy. You guys pass by each other often. Isn't that something? How come you don't stop to see each other? It's like, I don't know what your daily routine is, if you go get coffee or go for a walk or whatever, but you two have passed each other, like they say, strangers in the night, but it's not at night. You know, I'm just saying that as a
right
thing.
Yeah, but you've
passed, but you, neither one of you have stopped and said, like, oh, hi, how are you? You know, just like, oh, yeah, whatever, keep going. And this guy wears a suit. They're showing me this man wears a suit, so he's always suited and booted, okay? Very well dressed, yes.
Wow.
He's very well dressed. You know what? He works at a men's clothing store. That's his other job. He works at a men's clothing store, and then he owns his car dealership. Like I said, small, that he sells cars. So that's what he does. He's, because, I mean, they're showing me the guy is tall. He's tall, medium complected, bald.
Yeah.
He's got a pearl earring in his left. Yeah, that's his left ear. To me, it looks right. Oh. Pearl, little baby pearl earring and medium body. He's got a medium body, but he's always dressed. That's one thing that stands out about him. He's a well-dressed man, but he does that because of his job and his business. So, you know, dress for success.
Maybe I'll meet up.
Is there a men's clothing store not too far from you, or a mall, a mini mall or something where they sell? There's a men's clothing store.
I believe there is. Yeah.
Why don't you take a stroll through there, Pam? You know, your brother's birthday's coming up. Okay, I'm going to give you a line. Your brother's birthday's coming up, and you were thinking about maybe getting him a shirt or a nice tie. You see this brother in there, you better wrap that up like a Christmas package.
All right now. Okay.
I'm telling you, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Okay.
So you see this brother in there, and he's dressed and bald head and earring and suited and booted. Yeah. Could you help me? I need to buy something for my brother, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know how to. Okay. I'll do that.
Wrap it up, girl. Wrap that package up. Because he's a good guy, and he's not seeing anybody right now. So he's open.
Do you have a name at all so I can know if I'm flirting with the right guy?
I got Jonathan.
Okay.
So anything that's close, either that name or close to that name, Jonathan.
Okay.
Yep.
All
Jonathan.
Right.
And they're telling me, looks like his last name is Williams. Write that down, because I've been forgot.
Yeah.
Jonathan Williams. I don't get first and last name too often.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I sure will. Write them down, Jonathan.
And he can cook. The angels are telling me, and he's a good cook. So he can throw down in the kitchen, okay? Wrap it up. Wrap this up. Yeah, they said the man cooks quite well. He's a very good cook. Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo. Lord have mercy, find a man that can cook and clean. Woo.
Yeah. That sounds like a winner to me. Well, thank you again.
Now, you're going to run into him within these 2 weeks. We're just starting in March. So these first 2 weeks of March, you're going to run into this man again. Like I said, I would kind of go by a men's clothing store. But, you know, watch out for him. Watch out and look for him. He's tall, like I said, medium built, bald head, earrings, nice smile, you know, of course educated and stuff. But, yeah, but he's free and single. No drama, no baby mama, none of that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. That came in real clear. All right, Pam, let me know, girl.
I will. I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling.
All Yeah, you're right.
Okay, let me check in the chat room because right now everything is clear. Nothing's going on. Okay, I see Miss Sheehaw's got that together with Pretty. So, okay, well, all lines are open right now. We got 15 more minutes before the show ends, so please call in 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So do call in. I'm telling you, my angels are hot today and my guides. So call in and let me know what's going on. While you guys are doing that, I tell you what, I will read one more prayer real quick while you're calling in, and I'll get your calls. Okay, this is about, and I have this on the website, it's your DNA, to boost your DNA. Now, the scientists say 28. I don't believe what the scientists say, because if we're of God and God is of us, I'm doing mine's at 64, and I'm going to up it again to 144 at the end of this month. So here we go. You'll understand as we go. It's on the page, I think I have it, I mean on the website, it's 48 strands of DNA, and it's a manifestation you do for 144 consecutive days. And each 12th day, you'll feel the manifestation. I mean, you know, you'll be light, loving, very spiritual, but yeah. Okay, here we go. We call upon Mother Earth and Archangel Uriel, the fire of God, the light of God, the Archangel of divine wisdom in the north, and the ruler of elements of earth. We project gratitude, light, and love. We project our beings, our energies, our thoughts deep into the magma of Mother Earth, yellow, red, orange, and color, asking for the assistance in bringing the energy of the creative magma up through our feet, up to the root chakra or coccygeal plexus, into the second sacral chakra, the sacral plexus of creation. We call on divine creative source energy and the Archangel Jophiel, the beauty of God, the Archangel of creative power and illumination, the guardian of the tree of knowledge, with Archangel Uriel, with the intent of creating 64 strands of DNA. We reach and project gratitude, light, and love high into the heavens, calling forth the golden white light from source energy, bringing down the golden white light through our cerebral chakra, down through the heart chakra, adding love from our hearts and down to the sacral plexus or creative center just above the pelvic bone. We call forth Archangel Zaphiel, keeper of the orange peach flame of creation, the angel of ecstasy, creation, and compassion, to bring the creative energy of the orange peach flame into the sacral plexus with the intent of creating 64 strands of perfected DNA in our bodies for the celebration of our existence. We call on the star children, keepers of the perfected 64 strands of perfected human DNA, with the intent to manifest the 64 strands of DNA in our sacral plexus, in the creative chakra, then into every cell in our bodies, including our blood and lymph. As we place the 64 strands of DNA into every cell in our bodies, we intend to perfect our body, our bones, blood, lymphatic system, nerves, organs, hormones, our glands, proteins, telomeres, organelles, carbohydrates, arteries, veins, our immune system, adipose tissues, cell membranes, mitochondria, and every other cell in our bodies at a quantum level, manifesting the perfection of the original humans. We reform the 64 strands into 48 double helices, connecting 28 strands each into a rotated, connected, perfected spiral, double-stranded DNA. with perfected telomeres at the ends acting as little antennae, transmitting perfection from the quantum field and source energy into each and every cell of our bodies to rejuvenate, revitalize our bodies to a perfected eternal state of health and fitness. We braid these 48 double helixes into 64 stranded rope DNA in every cell in our bodies, making us strong, invincible, indestructible, impenetrable to all the toxins, petrochemicals, nanobots, and radiation. Our 48 double helixes connected us to the quantum energies of all other celestial realms and dimensions. We are now connected and integrated to all our divine interdimensional beings in the multiverse. We are beings of light and love, and our wills will be done. So be it. Okay, I bet you some of y'all probably felt that, huh? Let me read this one again for people that might have missed it at the beginning. We release all karmic density, spiritual, mental, and physical. We release all karmic density, spiritual, mental, and physical. We release all karmic density, spiritual, mental, and physical, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Next one. We release all karmic density, past, present, and future. We release all karmic density, past, present, and future. We release all karmic density, past, present, and future, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our wills will be done. Okay, so that's it. I don't see any more calls coming in, so you know what? Let me check the chat room right quick, and Miss Sheha has got that under control, so we don't have to worry about that. So, okay, well, y'all, I guess we come to the end of the show, huh, as they say. I want to thank you, everybody, for calling in today, and I hope I was able to help you and put you on the correct path. And if there is more questions that you need to ask or you want to follow up, please do call in next Sunday. Nina will probably be here with me as well. And let's see, yeah. And check the website. I will have that up, that prayer for releasing all karmic density. Okay. I want to thank Sheha for working the chat room today. I really appreciate that. God bless you for helping out. And don't forget to pray for Miss Nina for relief and recovery from her back injury. Okay, thank you very much for that. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, you know that I do. And I love all of you. Thank you again for listening from around the world in the chat room or on the phone. You are loved. So no one told you, I do. Ha ha. All right, have a good one, everybody. Have a good week, and do be blessed.